good to me. That was Sir Paul McCartney on your radio, friends. Sir Paul gracing us with his presence at Summerfest tonight. It is 10 minutes until 10 o'clock on your Thank God It's Friday Morning. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein, and she is the mayor of the great city of Burlington, Wisconsin. Please welcome back to WRJN, Mayor Jeannie Hefty. Good morning, Madam Mayor.
Good morning, Glenn. How are you doing today?
I have no complaints, but thank you for caring enough to ask. How are you?
Yes, good, good.
You ever get over to Summerfest?
In fact, we're going tomorrow night.
Who are you going to see?
Actually, we're just going to go see the whole thing. Not anything direct, just going in for a party.
Sounds like a good time.
I know.
You know, I'll tell you, in my old age, I don't like doing crowds so much anymore.
Yeah, I know.
I just was offered tickets to Summerfest and I turned them down just because I don't want to deal with the crowds. What's wrong with me?
I have an extra one. You can come with me.
I'll buy you.
We'll show you a great time.
I'll buy you a beer. How about that?
Okay.
So, what's been happening in Burlington this summer? Anything exciting?
Well, the biggest thing right now that is basically getting coverage on is our Burlington pool that needs to be addressed. It is falling apart, and we've had Burlington Community Education being involved also. Scott Hoffman is great heading this up, and Jeannie Otter, and other ones that use this pool, you know, for its services and that, and have a very community-minded on what we have to do. The council went through the study, first part of it, and on the 19th, the three designs are going to be shown to us. And then from there, we will decide which design we like, the cost of it, how it's going to be funded, get that more tightly. That's the biggest concern. How we can fund a new pool. Needless to say, you're talking cost, but I believe the community, I'm seeing it already, is rising to let's get it done. The community needs this, and I truly feel that if we want to be a progressive city, we need to keep up on something like this, especially a community pool. Waterford doesn't have any. Nobody around us except the closest will be Elkhorn, and they have a great pool. They just finished it last year. So I am for this, but I'm also looking at what we can get the numbers down, how it will reflect on the tax roll and the taxpayer.
Well, you know what you definitely need is part of the pool complex, right?
What is that?
A jacuzzi.
Well, I had somebody say to me, as long as you're doing it, why don't you put a roof on it?
A retractable roof like they have at Miller Park. That would be perfect.
Yeah, retractable just like Miller Park, exactly.
What's wrong with the old pool?
Well, I believe it's 50 years old to start out with, and everything, the maintenance and that, you know, electrical and everything is just rusted. We showed horrifying pictures of what it looks like in the mechanics of it. The cement is starting to fall out on the sides, and it's just over. It's over, I should say, past for being replaced. But we've been putting Band-Aids on it through the years, and now it's time that we need to address it.
Obviously, being the mayor of a more rural area and town like Burlington, you deal with things like we need to replace our community pool, as opposed to the things that the mayor of Dallas or the mayor of Baton Rouge or the mayor of St. Paul are dealing with, the things that have been in the news and the tragedies that have happened. But when something happens nationally, like happened, for example, last night in Dallas, how does it impact you as a local mayor and your community?
Oh, it does. You know, I feel the police department is a family to me. I support them thoroughly, and I believe our community does also. But, you know, this isn't new to me. For when we had the school threat back in the late 90s, that, you know, there was a plan to shoot some of the administration. Hmm. And what happened with that, we had all the national TVs out here for that because it was just unbelievable. The football field was full of dishes that were reporting on this. And, excuse me, I did a lot of interviews on, like, 2020, and what was the other one that was really big at that time? For something like what you're saying, Glenn, here you're talking about a small city that this is going on. It literally ripped our community. For those first couple days, I spoke in front of a gymnasium full of parents that have children there, community people that were just shaken with this. And some thought, oh, you're overreacting, you know. But then guess what happened in about 6 months later was Columbine.
Mm.
And that really took us to look what we just avoided.
What do you do?
Well, yes.
What do you
do? This does bother me.
Well, and not only emotionally, but what do you do from a practical standpoint when something like this happens in another city?
I'm going to talk to my police force today and tell them that, you know, I'm supporting you. My thoughts are with you right now. And just let them know that we appreciate everything they're doing. I know I did on my Facebook this morning, there was a blue candle lit, and I put, God bless those have been lost and also ones that are still serving. So that's how deep I am in with this, Glenn.
Obviously, Burlington doesn't have the diversity that a city like Milwaukee does, or even Racine for that
exactly.
matter. But you do have a minority population there. And
mm-hmm.
how do you speak to your police force about dealing with them with sensitivity, that you're the minority population that does live in Burlington?
I don't think I have to speak to them because they're very professional. I know how they've handled other incidents. And, you know, it doesn't matter solely on minority, but also the fact of mental illness.
Yes.
And being on the rescue squad, I see that. So the community, even though we don't have a lot of diversity, we still are, just like many communities, do have mental illness out there.
One of the problems, it seems like, obviously there's a disproportionate number of African Americans that are being shot by law enforcement,
mm-hmm.
but we have it on video now. These things were happening,
yeah.
and I think that they probably were happening at a significantly higher rate before we had the internet, before we had cell phone cameras. But what
mm-hmm.
kind of diversity training or discussion, other than just assuming, rightfully so, that the law enforcement are professionals, do you talk to or do you train your law enforcement with?
Well, I'm sure they're looking at it as the fact of, number one, their safety, and being that I have never gone through the academy, especially currently, what with all this, I'm sure they're training them. You know, it's a split second that you have to make a decision. Now, will we see more? I guess I always look at, let's see the whole picture first. And it bothers me that Dallas was shown to be one of the top cities in the United States for addressing anything and having a calm city for the size that they have. And here they had a calm outpouring last night for the shootings that has happened, and then still have something like this where all of a sudden then they are the ones getting shot down.
Well, the police force was actually tweeting where the protests were going to be taking place for the protesters, so the people would know where to come. It was a peaceful protest. You see the video
exactly.
of that. The police officers weren't in riot gear. They were in their regular blue uniforms. This was the
exactly.
last thing that they were expecting. And the ironic thing was, by tweeting out the location where they would be and where the protests would be, it helped the snipers.
Yes.
What
and
a
that's
thing.
Sad, isn't yeah. it?
It is absolutely tragic. And then go ahead, I'm sorry.
I heard the police chief's remarks, who is black,
yes.
and I thought it was unbelievably professional, moving, and trying to reach out to our nation.
I felt it was unfortunate over there in Warsaw, in Poland, before the Dallas thing happened, that mm-hmm. President Obama immediately jumped to the conclusion that the shootings in Baton Rouge and in St. Paul were both racially motivated, when we don't
yeah.
know the facts yet.
Right.
We know
That's
what we
what
saw.
That's what I just said a couple minutes ago. Until I see the facts, I will be judging it.
Well, we really appreciate you taking the time and
yes.
serving the community and for your heart and your compassion on a really tough morning this morning.
Thank you.
She is Berlin.
I guess I won't see you at Summerfest tomorrow.
What?
That's correct.
Well, you want to swing by Racine and pick me up? I'll buy the first round. How about that?
Okay.
Your radio friend is AM 1400 WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, a Magnum.media station.
On this troubling morning, WRJN still covers the world at 10:02.
Special report, Dallas officers ambushed. All those bullets.